Dear Editor. Someone should tell City of North Vancouver Mayor and Council, there's more to running and improving a community than rubber stamping condo construction on any green space developers get their eyes on. The Harborside community in the area of Kings Mill Walk Park, west of Lonsdale Quay, is a classic example. Hundreds of people every day enjoyed walking by with the sea on one side and that small plot of rough, natural growth on the other. There were the well-camouflaged ground-dwelling killdeer scurrying around to lead visitors away from nests, with their distinctive cry. An array of butterflies, and blackberry bushes that provided a tasty incentive at the risk of a few scratches. Above all, there was the line of large trees on the east side of the property, one of which supported the huge area of an eagle family whose progress was eagerly watched by almost every passerby. The trees were the first victims, chopped down and removed very quickly before the fence was erected and the ludicrous, crass, technicolor lines of bunting were stretched from end to end as a distraction from the butchered natural undergrowth. Why cut the trees down? On the site plan for the new development, there is a row of small trees in more or less the same location. Maybe the potential condo owners don't like big trees. Or eagles. Who knows? These new residences will not be cheap and will do absolutely nothing to provide affordable housing for Canadians, young or old. Perhaps councillors should be more intent on improving or, at the very least, maintaining the quality of the community for those who live here rather than allowing random development of any open space geared to attract wealthy owners, investors who might not share our concern. Alan Regan, North Vancouver Editor's Note. According to the CNV website, Harborside is a four-phase mixed-use development. The first phase, on the easternmost lot, consists of 377 units across four buildings, including 110 rental units. Construction is currently in phase one, which includes Spirit Trail rerouting, noise impacts, and parking reallocation. For detailed info, visit the city's projects and developments page.